Log Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Zurian. This is the Zurian Show. I want to thank you for listening in today. I truly appreciate it, and I hope that you guys are having a great day today. Where I'm at, it's bright, it's sunny, it's cool, and it's looks like it's going to be a lovely day. Anyway, today we're going to talk about, are you a winner or are you a loser? Now, are you a winner or are you a loser is really the question, and the question is, if you think you're a winner or if you think you're a loser, is it true? You know, so if you're that person that thinks that you're all you can possibly, all that anybody could want and all that there is it true? Are you living a lie? You know, if you're that person that thinks you're a double zero, are you really a double zero? Or are you just somebody that's a little confused, needs a little bit of direction and maybe some stick-to-itiveness and some belief in yourself and your abilities? First off, let me explain something to you. This is a great big world that we live in. And in this world, we're going to meet all types of people. We're going to meet people that do us right. We're going to meet people that do us wrong. It's going to seem like we meet more people that do us wrong than do us right, but that's all part of life. Also, please keep in mind that your dreams are your dreams. They're not necessarily anybody else's dreams, and you can't force them to believe in your particular dream or your particular direction. You can only do the things that you believe are right in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, and then move forward from there. So, with that in mind, with that in mind, let's go ahead and move forward. All right, like I was saying earlier, the question is, are you a winner or are you a loser? 99% of us don't know what we want to do when we actually are in high school or junior high school or even when we're little. And if you ask us, we'll give you again, like I said once before in another show, we'll give you the standard answers. Standard answers are, when I'm a kid, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. You know, I want to do good things. I want to be this. I want to be that. However, those are standard answers, and those are stacked jobs, stacked positions. So whether you're going to get that or not, that's totally up to you. Determination plays a factor into it. Sometimes it's just dumb luck. But what's luck? Labor under correct knowledge. So if you have the correct knowledge and you haven't done anything to, I guess, fail the local polygraph, then there's probably a good chance that you could be a fireman or a policeman. And, of course, you can pass the written exams and the physicals. Well, that physical, I know, kicks a whole lot of people's butts. It's sad, but true. But anyway, let's go forward with what we were talking about. Again, the real question is, what do you want to be? Yes, I know that 99% of the people in the world will say that they want to be a winner, all right, that they're going to be a winner, that nothing's going to take them off their path and nothing's going to take them off the prize that they see in their mind. However, as we all know from being human beings and living in this world today, getting off the path is something that seems to happen on a regular basis, even for those of us with the best of intentions. Okay, we don't follow through. We don't do the things that we need to do. So, unless, again, dumb luck shows its face, we don't end up living our dreams and becoming the people that we can be. Now, like I said, most of us want to be winners. However, it can be true or it may not be true. Again, a lot of people like to have big dreams. And the big dreams that they like to have are actually little dreams. Because if they had big dreams, then even if they hit their little dreams, guess what? They'd still be living a life that most people dream of. Here's the other thing that's quite interesting. Most of us are already living a dream life. We're just not living the dream life we dreamed of. All right? If you go to some other countries and you look around and they're not eating, they dream of eating. you know, to where you're eating, you know, or they dream of having a roof over their heads, where you have a roof over your head, you know. So it's mindset. It depends on how you look at it as to whether or not you're living a dream. However, it's up to you to decide on whether you're living your dream, whether you're a winner or whether you're a loser. There's different sides to everything that we're going to look at today. We're going to look at the positive side of it, and we're going to look at the negative side of it. But the most important side of it that we're going to look at is the you side. Please understand, if you're a winner, it's because you choose to do the things to be a winner. And being a winner isn't having a whole lot of money. Being a winner isn't having a fancy car or a fancy house or fancy jewelry or a new hairdo or your nails done or getting a pedicure or being able to say that your particular husband or wife has a particular job or earns a certain amount of money. Those are not things that make you a winner. Being a winner is in your heart. It's in your soul. It's in your being. Those are the things that make you a winner. And those are the things that I'd like you to consider when you're thinking about whether you're a winner or a loser. You know, everybody wants to leave a mark in life. That mark in life should be a life well lived. You know, when you were born, the world rejoiced. Your mother rejoiced. Your father rejoiced. There were people that rejoiced. In some cases, even the doctors that delivered you rejoiced. Because you, I, and all of us are a miracle. Here's the thing. When you die, will people rejoice? Not rejoice because you're dead, but rejoice of the fact that they had the opportunity, that they had the privilege to know you, to get to know you, to work with you, to experience your works, your good works, the things that you've done to make you, your name, your brand, however you want to look at it, the best that you can be. In my martial arts school or in my dojo, I have a thing up on the wall. And the plaque up on the wall has a rock in it, and it's got a Chinese proverb or a Chinese saying. And it says, happiness, good fortune. It says, when one's spirit needs and meets by an untroubled inner life. So that particular saying says that happiness is having an untroubled inner life, not an outer life. An outer life is just a shell. An outer life is not real. An outer life is just the facade that you put in front. I'm sure that you've all seen movies. Again, movies nowadays, they can make it look like you can fly through space, that you can fly, that you can bend steel with your bare hands, that you can see through walls, that you can push out some power. I believe, what is it? I forgot the name of the cartoon. But you can push out power from your hands and blow up a building or a planet. All right? That's not real. Happiness comes when your work and your words are of benefit to yourself and to others. Again, happiness comes when your work and your words are of benefit to yourself and others. We need to do what we say we're going to do. We need to follow through with the mission. We need to be honest, and we need to be very, very true to the people that believe in us, and we should not let them down. I said before, there's a lot of rich people in the world, and they're doing nothing with it. For all of those people out there that have millions of dollars and you're going to donate it to your cat, that's really piss poor, and you really need to evaluate what you're doing. There's a whole lot of people out there that truly need your help. There's a whole lot of people out there that truly need your guidance. All right? Myself, I have a man that I know that retired recently. He'd been retired now for 5 years. If some people retire, they live a happy life. They do things to be positive contributors to the community. However, this person which I'm referring to, all they do is drink. The man has lost his license. The man has been in and out of Alcoholism Anonymous and alcoholism programs and boot camps since I've known him, and that's been about 5, maybe 6 years. Again, you know, I questioned him. I said to him, I said, I have a question for you. Why are you here? What's your purpose in life? He wants to tell me about some football injury that he had 20-something years ago. Well, that football injury did not stop him from continuing to work until he had reached the age and the time to actually retire. Now, mind you, his time is his. If he feels that drinking himself to death and destroying the lives of those that care about him is important, okay, that's his belief. I'm not going to take it from him. That's his ticket. Let him run with it. However, in my eyes and in most of the people's eyes that you would run into, he would be what we consider a loser. Why is he a loser? Because here's somebody that someone else, again, you may not know them, you may have never met them in their lives, but somebody else sacrificed so that you could have the things that you have. Somebody sacrificed so that he could have the opportunities that he had that allowed him to be able to retire from his job. Okay? So anyway, back to what we were saying before. Whether you're a winner or a loser is in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. Okay? Now, here's a bit of a problem. If your mindset is that you're a winner, but your actions are that you're a loser, guess what? You may think you're a winner, but you're a loser. You're a definite, bona fide, certified loser. Why? Because we're all here for a purpose. We all have a mission. We all need to get up and step up to the table and do whatever is necessary for us to succeed. And for us to succeed is not just for us to be successful. For us to succeed is for us to help other people. Okay? Now, like I said, technically we're all winners, but we choose not to be. Why we choose not to be? For some people, that's an inner conversation that you need to have with yourself. But we need to move forward. Many people give up before they even start. Most people believe in a few things in their lifetime. All right, there's all types of opportunity out there. That opportunity is out there for you. That opportunity is out there for me. These same people never live to their dreams or live in reality or reach their goals in their lifetime. Many just never live their dreams. They just never step out of that shell. They just never step out of that little box that they live in. There used to be a thing that used to say that most people will live and die within 50 to 75 miles of the place in which they were born. If that's true, how much living did you see? I mean, how much of the world is there? How many cultures are there? Most people, whatever your religion is what your parents' religion was. Okay? You haven't looked at the other religions that are out there. You haven't looked at the other beliefs that are out there. All you know is what's in your little encapsulated world. All right, not saying that your world isn't one of quality or that the people that you're dealing with aren't people that love and care about you. However, we need to step out of the box. We need to adventure out and see things that others haven't seen. You have to work very hard. We all work very hard for somebody else. How about working very hard for yourself? How about working very hard to reach your own goals, to live your own dreams, and to make sure that you have a life that is worth living and worth remembering for everybody that you meet and everybody that you get in contact with? You know, I talked with a young man that went to prison. He went to prison. He did his time. He came out. And in a short amount of time, this young man, because he had a positive outlook, you know, and he went through some difficulties, all right? He had to deal with some, excuse the expression, some law enforcement bodies that were a bit difficult to deal with, some rules and regulations that were a bit difficult to deal with. He also had to deal with the fact that this guy had spent close to 10 years of his life in an institution, and, you know, while he was there, he took classes. While he was there, he tried to do things to stay motivated. He tried to stay in contact with the positive people that he knew in his life, and he totally forsaked, for the most part, the negative people. This young man went back to school. This young man went back and got his barber's license, his cosmetology license. This young man is moving forward. He's doing positive things. Now, you may say, yay, yay for him. Here's the thing. Here's somebody that basically lost 10 years of their lives. They used to be what we would consider a loser, and they took that time while they were locked up, while they were incarcerated and dealing with all that negativity within one of our local institutions, and they found the positive things to use to move themselves forward. And then when they came out, when it would have been very easy for that person to go back into the realm that they were in earlier, they decided that that wasn't the life that they wanted. That wasn't the life that they wanted from this, for themselves. That wasn't the life that they wanted for their children. That wasn't the life that they wanted to live at all. So because they didn't choose that life, because they did move forward, now the young man has gone to several other schools. He's continuously looking to improve his craft, all right? He's living on his own. He's got his driver's license back. He's got his license. He was released off of probation. You know, yes, this gentleman has a felony, but he's not letting that felony hold him back. He is a winner. He's a winner because he's doing everything that he needs to do to not only help himself, but to take care of his family and to move himself forward. I mean, come on, guys. If somebody can do that after having their life totally disrupted, mind you, he paid his dues for what he had to pay his dues for. However, but he had his life totally disrupted. Every negativity that could, well, most negativities that could have been thrown at him were thrown at him. However, he persevered. He stepped forward. He put a smile on it, and he walked away from things that could have teetered him on the other side of the pendulum, that could have put him back into the same type of a situation or got him violated while he was on probation. But unlike many, he was able to deal with that. All right? And for those of you that are in law enforcement, please understand that not everybody's a criminal, and the fact is that they just haven't gotten caught yet, all right? And some people deserve a second chance. And with that in mind, so do you. If you're not what we would consider a winner, or if you're not a winner as to what you would consider a winner, reevaluate what you're looking at. Look at it with an honest face. Look at it with an honest set of eyes. If you're not sure whether you're a winner or a loser, go to somebody of quality, of character, and that's trustworthy, that you trust, okay? When you go to that person, ask them for their honest opinion. Do you consider me a winner or do you consider me a loser? I trust and appreciate your opinion, and I'd like to know so that I can start figuring out how to move forward, or determine that if all this time I thought I was moving forward, I was moving backwards. And you don't have to ask one person. But what I'm saying is ask somebody that's, one, not going to just agree with you. Don't ask a yes man or a yes woman. Ask somebody that truly is going to give you an honest opinion. And that honest opinion should not be based on dollars and cents. That opinion should be based on character. That opinion should be based on your good deeds, good works. Okay? I had a young lady, well, not a young lady, a lady that's probably about 15 to 20 years my senior. And again, this isn't a rub on any particular group. But this young lady was talking to me, actually very recently. And in our conversation, she was talking about her church and the things that she does at her church and how her church works. And I told her, I said, listen, you know, that's great. I'm happy that everything's going that's going well there and that you really enjoy your church. However, I'm really not an avid churchgoer. And I explained to her why and, you know, things like that. And the lady looked at me and she said, you know what, Zurian? I said, what's that, man? She said, you know, I've known you for about, what did she say? I've known you for about 6-7 years now. I said, yeah, that's about right. And she said that in the time that she's known me, she knows that I've done a lot of good works. And those good works have been very positive, and she's very impressed with all of the things that I've accomplished. She said that, you know, even though I'm not a regular churchgoer, she said that I've probably done a lot more good works and helped a lot more people through my radio show, my martial arts school, and my other activities than probably 90% of the people that she knows that go to church on a regular basis. And when she said this to me, it made me take a pause, because I'm not exactly what you'd call a spring chicken, but that's the first time that I've ever had a person that was a church person that didn't try to tell me that I needed to go to their church or go to information to get, you know, one with God or to hear the word. That was one of the, and I thought that was amazing. And the reason that I thought that was amazing is because of the fact that, again, most people are trying to enlist you into their program. They're trying to get you to become members of their organization. And a lot of it isn't really about what it's supposed to be about. You know, I mean, all I could say to her was, thank you. And I acknowledge the fact that I've never had a church person, say that to me before. But she was basically saying that all of the acts that I've done have been positive. Those acts have moved things forward. I've helped a lot of people, you know, that I've done a ton of good works. But like I said, this was the first time that somebody said that. Now, at that point, did I feel like a loser or did I feel like a winner? I felt like a winner. And it was an acknowledgement from somebody that wasn't even really trying to give me an acknowledgement. They were just stating the facts as they saw them. And I appreciated her input. I appreciated her comments. And I consider it an honor that she sees it that way. Now, let's get back to the general gist of our conversation. Winners, losers, it's a choice, okay? It's not a job, all right? It's not a position, it's a choice, all right? You have to move forward so that you can do the things that you need to do. And if you need to work on yourself, you need to work hard, all right? Don't work harder for a stranger than you'll work for yourself. Don't work harder to help somebody else live their dreams than you'll work to live your own dreams. And understand that once you live to do the things that you want to do and to get the successes that you want to see and feel and experience, you will then be in the position to help others to live their dreams, which is going to make you what? More of a winner to more people. You know, it's sad when you find people that have, you know, millions and millions of dollars, and the best that they can do is buy another bottle, you know, buy another piece of art, or buy another car, or buy another what have you, all right? Some of you may not agree with this, but I'm not a watcher of sports. I'm not down on sports, and I'll play any sport you want to play. However, I am not smart enough. I am not wealthy enough, and I am not in the position to watch somebody else make millions of dollars while I'm sitting there trying to figure out how to pay the bills. If you are, more power to you. As far as recreation, my recreation is I'll go run. I'll go do martial arts. I'll go help somebody. I'll go do something positive to try to influence not only myself, but also to influence the world around me in a positive means. Does that equate into money? Probably 90% of the time, it actually is something that I'm doing pretty much on my own dime. Okay? However, did I make a positive impact? All right, I have taught classes for the National Capital Girl Scouts, okay, which is in the Washington, D.C. area, and I've done it a few times a year. Well, I was kind of wondering, you know, how things were going and how they liked the classes, because, you know, again, I'm doing it for free. They asked me if I would volunteer and teach a self-defense class, and I've taught the self-defense classes for them. Well, just yesterday, I was doing a program at one of the universities, again, for the National Capital Girl Scouts. And, you know, the lady came to me and she said, listen, you know, you're actually our most requested and liked speaker. She said, one, you get them active. Two, you interact with all age groups. And these age groups are anywhere from, let's say, 7 to, I believe, 18. And she said, everybody requests you. It's just that we always can't get programs together to move forward, but we truly appreciate what you do. I had another place that I do classes for. They came back to me and told me, hey, you know, your classes are have definitely made an impact. You may not realize it, and I don't know if anybody told you, but when you talk to our little girls and you talked about the fact that, you know, nobody has the right to put their hands on them or touch them and the icky place stuff and all of that, she said, almost each of your classes that we've done, we've had some little girl that's come to us and told us that somebody was doing something inappropriate or improper to her. And in some cases, those people are now in jail, and that's because of you. You're doing good works. Here's something I didn't even know. You know, I'm getting no type of monetary repayment for the activities that I'm doing. You know, however, I kind of am. I am in the sense that I'm finding out that my efforts, even though they may not be financially fulfilling, all right, have given some child, in this particular case, the energy, or some adult that's in a destructive relationship, the power, the energy, and the belief that they can move on without this loser, or move on, or that it's not their fault. Again, we don't know how we are positively affecting anything until we try. And sometimes that's all we need to do, is truly try. You know, I told somebody one time, if I fail 10,000 times, I didn't fail. What I did was I found out, as Edison said, I found 10,000 ways to not do it again, learning from those mistakes, moving forward, and trying to become the person that I dream of being. The same thing applies to you. Failure is a lesson. Learn from that lesson, move forward, and try to make the corrections that you need so that that failure becomes a success. If you fail, again, did you fail? Did you really fail? 9 times out of 10, guess what? You really didn't. What you did was you found another way to not do something. So hopefully, through that process of elimination, you're going to find ways to succeed at the things that you dream of doing. You're going to live the life that you want to live. You're going to be that winner that's in you. You're going to be that person that other people look at and go, wow, I want to be like her, or I want to be like him, or I want to be like them. Also, don't forget where you come from. Don't forget that none of us operate in a vacuum, that everything that we do has a cause, or has a cause and a result, and that we're affecting someone. All right, I said once before, if you look at a, when you look at my gravestone, I want it to say dead and used up. I want to give everything I can possibly give to my family and my children and all of the above in the world, and I assume that all of you want to do the same thing. I know that you all want to do the same thing, even if you don't know what you want to do with your life yet. Do something. Start moving forward to live a positive life where you affect people. All right? You do not have to be evil, selfish, or rude. All right? You do not have to lie, cheat, or steal. You can be honest, smile, and tell the truth. The world is not against you. We can all win in this game of life. Win together. They say that life is not fair. My question is, life is fair, but you need to figure out what's around you and then do the things that you need to do. Believe. You need to believe in yourself. All right? Reality looks for the good. It doesn't look for the negative. And you can find the good. However, you must always expect the good, and we look hard for it, because the good isn't always going to be there. Sometimes bad is going to be there. But in that bad, there's an ounce of goodness. All right? So we need to find that ounce of goodness. All right? You're a wonderful person. You're a wonderful person that can do great in many things. Ladies and gentlemen, you are worth it. You are worth it on everything. All right? life is there for you. It can be hard, but it's worth it. Thank you very much for listening. And this is the Zurian Show, and we're going to sign off. And you all have a great day, a wonderful tomorrow, and remember that today is now. Take care.